This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our regular contributors is going to be with us. That's right, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. The folks at Consumer Guide have driven a whole slew of new vehicles over the past couple of weeks, so we're going to be talking about them and taking your calls and questions via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or via the telephone, 855-660-4261. Andy is behind the master control console at our network in Minnesota, and he will help you out if you dial up the number, 855-660-4261. Lots of stories going on in the automotive world, including the Frankfurt International Auto Show, which has been ongoing for a few days. That's one of the gigantic ones, the only one that I've been to outside of this country. I was the guest of Chrysler back when they were owned by Daimler, back when they were owned by Mercedes, around the turn of the century, 1999, 2000, somewhere in there. That was my first and only time ever being outside of the good old U.S. of A. Let's go to the talk lines to just outside of Chicago and check in with our good friend and regular contributor, publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
How about yourself? Have you ever been to Geneva or Frankfurt or Paris or Tokyo or Shanghai or any of these other international shows?
No, I never have. We've covered them remotely, but I've never actually stepped foot there. That feels like something I need to do.
Yeah, Frankfurt is one that I would recommend. It's gigantic. And, of course, it's a German show, so a lot of the German automakers try to outdo each other. I mean, it was shocking the amount of money that was spent. You know how much it costs to put a booth up here at all the big North America shows. Well, over at the Frankfurt Auto Show, when I was there, separate buildings were put up. There was a completely separate building for Mercedes-Benz and a completely separate pavilion for BMW and things that you wouldn't think could be done were done. Like I remember in the Volkswagen area, they had put in their own escalator just for the show.
So yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And the Audi exhibit back then, let's say it was 1999, it cost somewhere in the vicinities of like $30 million. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it's funny because manufacturers have to allocate their money more carefully now because there are more shows with shows in India and in China. And other emerging markets, so that they allocate the money differently. But in doing fewer shows, it doesn't seem like the individual shows are getting less attention, at least the ones that they go to. And you hear every year that manufacturers are skipping Detroit, for example, but they go hog wild someplace else.
I know. Well, that's something for us to watch here in the automotive world, what's going to happen to some of these great auto shows. And a lot will depend on sales. A lot will depend on prices for booths. And a lot will depend on the public. Let's talk about a Land Rover that you guys had an opportunity to drive. I've driven the Jag diesel-powered variant in XE form, but you guys got the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a 2017 Land Rover HSE luxury model equipped with a turbo diesel power plant. Tell us about this interesting option.
Yeah, with the Discovery, Land Rover has sort of finished updating their lineup. There's now the Discovery Sport and the Discovery, replacing a couple of older models that were in dire need of some update. And the Discovery is a mid-size crossover. It's very roomy. And in this case, it was powered by Land Rover's very nice Land Rover Jaguar's 3-liter turbocharged diesel. And for people not paying attention, Land Rover Jaguar is still in the diesel game, while the German manufacturers are no longer in that game in the United States. This car works really well. The only real problem I have with it is that it actually seems to play in Range Rover territory in both luxury and in price. This vehicle got very close to $80,000, which is expensive to me for a Land Rover product. You know, in Range Rover territory, that's where you expect the prices to fall.
That's a good point. Yeah, $80,000 for a non-badged vehicle that is probably worthy of the Range Rover badge, certainly when you look at the exterior of this vehicle and some of the interior pictures that you've posted. I mean, this is everything but a Range Rover, but in name.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous inside, surprisingly gorgeous. Not what you'd expect from a Land Rover in the past.
Yeah, a lot of the Land Rovers of yesterday were much more utilitarian and had more hose-it-out type interiors, but this is far from a hose-it-out interior with its very elaborate leather upholstery and built-in DVD players in the front headrests for the back seat passengers. Looks like a nice place to spend time.
Yeah, and the interior's white. That's not appropriate for an off-road-ready vehicle.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and it's so true, you know. But, choose your colors carefully if you're going to actually use this in off-roading. That's the question, how many people will actually use this in off-roading. But, it's interesting to see that the Germans were so deeply entrenched with diesel technology, but since the Volkswagen Dieselgate, they've all pulled away from it. And interestingly enough, the British brands here, Land Rover, Range Rover, and Jag, which have been selling them in Europe for years, finally are selling them here in the U.S. And you do hear of a few other manufacturers that are going to be introducing diesel-powered variants in the not-too-distant future. But is this just a short-lived plan? Do you think diesel is going to be around for the long run?
I don't, because there's a lot of legislation either active or in the process of becoming active in Europe right now that's going to make diesel very unattractive over there. And without that as a core market for diesel, it's not going to survive in subsidiary markets like the U.S., where diesel is never all that popular. You really need the European market to support it and to support the development of it. So I think diesel is dead. I think it's got another 5 years or so, and it's just gone.
Yeah, it's too bad because it is good technology, and these new ones are great drivers, lots of torque, great fuel economy. But time marches on. Let's talk about a Subaru. You got the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a WRX, a 2018 Subaru WRX Premium, painted in pearl blue. And I've sat in these vehicles at the local Subaru dealership, and as a matter of fact, the time we went to the Subaru dealership, they were having kind of a Subaru fan fest. And it's amazing to see the passion that exists among the WRX owners as well as the BRZ owners. Nowhere near as passionate as the WRX, but I remember visiting this dealership, and there were WRXs from all different years. But this is no doubt the best one to date. I haven't driven it yet, but I've heard some good things. Tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely a delight to drive, and people know that about the WRX. It was a few years ago that the WRX sort of broke with the Impreza as a model, so now it's a separate model. It's not part of the Impreza lineup, and as such, the WRX still rides on the old Impreza architecture, where the Impreza was updated for 2018. That doesn't change that much in terms of how much fun this car is to drive. The turbocharged 2-liter engine has all sorts of muscle. You're still working with Subaru standard all-wheel drive system, which is always excellent.
And excellent. Hold that thought, Tom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're taking the Subaru WRX for a test drive here on Auto World, thanks to Tom Appel and his team at Consumer Guide. This is the 2018 WRX premium model, and Tom, as you pointed out, this is riding on the old Impreza architecture rather than the new one. Was there any specific reason that they didn't upgrade it to the new architecture? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to happen, obviously, and I don't know why they'd stagger the lineup like this, but apparently they chose to do that. Still an entertaining vehicle. I think we're looking forward to just the nice thing about the new Impreza, especially for a big guy like me, is that it makes better use of interior space, and that's something that I think the WRX can use for a lot of folks, especially bigger and taller folks. But other than that, it's still as much fun as it's ever been.
And let's see, pricing wise, base price $29,295 plus destination. This has got a performance package on it. Price is tested $32,205. Not bad in today's world. And you gave it some C's and some A's and some B's, and in the big guy realm, gave it a C. In the tall guy realm, you gave it a B. So looks like, you know, a good overall review, good marks, but still could use a little bit of improvement. So I can't wait to see them putting that on the new platform. Remember the old? Did you ever have a chance to drive the WRX STI? That model that was around for a while.
Yeah, I've driven the STI. That's an interesting car because that takes the horsepower all the way up to 300, making that more of a competitor for something like the Focus RS. And, that's a joy to drive. That's a lot of power. Also, a bit of a handful. I remember the clutch engagement being a little bit tricky, the clutch being a little bit heavy, and it being kind of a beast to drive in traffic. It was worth it overall because it was just a lot of fun. Yep. But I think once you get a little bit older and you have to commute every day, maybe that's just not the car for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember back a long time ago now, back in my Motor Trend years when these cars were quite popular, the Mitsubishi Evo of that generation going way back now to like 2004, 2005, and the Subaru WRX STI. And I remember the STI being so stiff in its suspension that it would basically do hops over bad imperfections in the road and try and take turns on its own. So it had a mind of its own, but nevertheless, folks do love these vehicles, and there is a loyal following for them all over the country, because, you know, I'm down here in Florida, and usually when you think Subaru, you don't think Florida, but with the rains that we get down here in Florida, you can feel that Subaru all-wheel drive kick in so very, very well.
I never thought about it in lots of deep rain. Yeah, I always think of Subaru as very much a Northeast kind of thing.
Totally. Let's talk about a Toyota product that you guys got an opportunity to do a quick spin in. This is the 2017 Toyota Highlander Hybrid Limited Platinum Edition. And you got to love the name here. I love these folks that are coming up with some of these color names. Toasted Walnut Pearl.
This is a great color name. The color name, I think, raises the resale value. That's such a great name.
I know, it totally is, and it sounds so kind of snobberish if somebody came up to you, Tom, at a country club and said, "What's the U on your car?" Mine is Toasted Walnut Pearl, I'll have you know. It just adds a little more panache, but this vehicle starts out at $47,880, not including a $940 destination charge. Few options on this one: bolt body side moldings, carpeted floor mats, carpet cargo mat, $225. Prices tested $49,254, and you gave this vehicle lots of A's and B's.
Yeah, we're a big fan of the Highlander. And the Highlander, the base Highlander is a Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2017. And then the hybrid version just really adds to that. You pay a little bit of money for the hybrid, but the hybrid models also include more content. Additionally, their resale value is higher too. So when you're doing the math on going hybrid, you have to take into those factors into account. But Toyota's sort of the pioneer of hybrid vehicles in the United States, and this is one of their better examples of the genre. With the hybrid engine, this vehicle is good for almost 30 mpg, which is incredible for a large crossover with all-wheel drive. This is a smooth hybrid. The stop-start system is nearly transparent. It's quick. It's refined. You can't say enough good things about this vehicle. I'm a big fan of the Toyota's V6 hybrid systems, and this is a very accessible one. You don't have to spend this kind of money for it either. There is cheaper versions.
If folks log on to Consumer Guide, as we touched at the top of the hour, you can find some coverage of the 2017 Frankfurt Auto Show, including coverage of a concept vehicle from Honda. It's called the Urban EV concept vehicle, which, surprisingly enough, looks like a whole lot like a Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah, one of the reasons we love this, and our guy Damon is sort of a fan of modern design, auto design, we love the looks of this car. Compared to the Honda Civic, which is just crazy over the top, there's just so many cut lines and sharp edges, and it looks like a Transformers cartoon, this car is incredibly simple looking, and it does. It looks like a very early Volkswagen Golf or Rabbit. It's an utterly charming looking thing.
Another vehicle which has gone through the team at Consumer Guide. I'm really interested to get your take on this one, as I have not driven this one. The 2018 BMW M55i, the 550i with xDrive. So you're getting the bigger engine. You're getting the larger engine combined with the all-wheel drive system, and this too is painted in a very lovely blue color that they're calling Mediterranean blue metallic, but this is a quite a nice vehicle. There's no other way to put it. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the M550XI.
Yeah, this Mediterranean blue is a great color combination with a sort of caramel interior. But the M550i is an interesting vehicle because it's currently the top of the line 5 series. And M5 is coming, and that will trump this one in horsepower and probably chassis dynamics. But until then, this car is as powerful as any M5 ever has been. It's amazing how much power and torque that BMW gets out of its 4.4-liter turbocharged engine. And it seems like there's 100 variations of it, but this is a great example of the technology. This car is good for a 0-60 run in just under 4 seconds, which I don't know why there's a stage above this, but that power comes on so quickly and so efficiently, and there's no drama to it. It's just speed. It's very impressive.
Just that V8 humming along, and that's a good thing. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this BMW and some other new vehicles, and then we're going to go back in time, courtesy of Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. That means we're taking some rides in some brand new vehicles, including the 2018 BMW M550i with xDrive. That's BMW's name for their all-wheel drive system. Seems like more and more of the BMWs seem to be moving in that area. There will be an M5 variant down the road with 660 horsepower, but as Tom was saying, he can't imagine anybody not being pleased with the numbers and the kind of performance with 480 pound-feet of torque available from 18 to 4,750 RPM. That's certainly a great chunk of torque to have at your disposal.
Yeah, and it comes on immediately. There's no delay, no lag. That's the beauty of BMW's twin scroll system, is that there's very little turbo lag.
That's great. And the other thing that we should perhaps touch on is there's a setting in this car, and you talk a little bit about it. Eco Pro. What exactly is Eco Pro?
Eco Pro is a number of different things that work together to help drivers save gas. If you have an automatic, it involves programming the shifter, the shift patterns to to shift a little bit earlier and avoid revs. It will also control the throttle a little bit to prevent you from being a bit of a lead foot. This is just a number of different functions that work together, and they work together with BMW's suite of what they call efficient dynamics activities that include a certain amount of mild hybrid activities, which includes engine stop-start and clutching out the alternator during acceleration, so all the power just goes for acceleration. A lot of interesting things. They all add up, and they're incremental movements, but all combined together make real differences in fuel economy.
Yeah, they really do. All the little things add up to a lot. And if you're lucky enough to be in the market for a vehicle like this, definitely check it out. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide. And, Tom, why don't we give you the opportunity to tell everybody about all the cool stuff that you've got available free of charge at Consumer Guide, and in particular at the blog that you guys work on.
Oh, I will. Thank you. ConsumerGuide.com, that's where we have all of our new car and used car reviews. Our used car reviews go back to 1980, so you'll want to check those out if you're looking for something that isn't in a new car dealership. And yeah, as you mentioned at the blog, that's the Daily Drive blog. You can get there from ConsumerGuide.com or go directly to blog.ConsumerGuide.com. We have our long-form reviews. Those are for cars that have been through the office. And then we try to go back in time and have some fun with the history of automobiles. We recently did a piece, for example, on round headlights and how those were phased out during the 70s. That's the kind of thing we do. And if you like looking at pictures of old cars, especially ones that you remember from when you were young, yeah, you'll love this stuff.
Yeah, it's a really interesting blog piece that you put together, Tom, because it's true. I mean, during the 70s, there was a move towards the square headlight, and there were just a few brands that were bucking the trend, but it's funny how that was such a big deal, and now nobody even thinks twice about it.
No, absolutely not. And it had to happen so quickly for some reason. In 76 and 77, more than half of all cars converted to square headlights for no good reason and really to no good effect.
No, that's very true. You've got some great artwork up here, Emerald Madness, 10 classic ads featuring green cars, starting out with a 1968 Pontiac Firebird, and some of these vehicles and some of these old ads are just great. People definitely should take the opportunity to check them out, because in a lot of ways they're works of art.
Yeah, the Graham, for example, a 1938 Graham was a beautiful car anyway, and then this incredibly exaggerated ad art, this hand-drawn, beautiful drawing, makes it even more ridiculous looking, in a good way. The whole shark nose, in quotes, design is just really exaggerated in this ad. I absolutely love it.
And you've got an interesting little graph contained within this story about global color popularity, comparing 2015 to 2016. White is the most popular color at 38%. Black, second most popular at 16%. Silver at 12%. Gray at 10%. Natural color at 8%, tied with red at 8%, blue 7%, green 4%, and then the other section embodies a whole slew of colors, but it seems like it was a while back that white cars were in. Now they're back, I guess, to being in.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible how most of the cars that we buy have no color at all. They're white or black or some shade they're in. Do you think when we spend $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 on something, we'd want it to be more personalized? But that's not the case. People are very conservative when they buy cars.
Yeah, no, it's very true. This is a funny ad here that you've got from a 1938 Graham automobile. And it's, of course, the green in color, but you think it was made for millionaires. Actually, Graham holds the official U.S. Economy Championship, 23.95 miles on a gallon of gasoline. That was pretty big news for 1938.
Yeah, it's funny. And aerodynamics probably not well understood at the time, but not as well understood at least. And this car just looks like it's aero, and they've got the little speed streaking in the drawing as if it's going really fast. I just love this art.
And here's another 46 Ford ad. It's big new 100 horsepower V8 engine says, let's go. And there's a picture of a dad, and, you know, from this era, everybody dressed up just to do everything. So the dad's all decked out in a suit and a hat and everything else, and he's putting the luggage in the back of the vehicle, and the rest of the family members are also attired quite well. That's interesting. You know, I still have older relatives. I have two aunts back in Boston. One is 90 and one is 92. And I grew up around older folks. My parents were older when they had me. But it's funny how generationally this was so true years ago. I mean, even when you see photographs of airports from even the 1960s or early 1970s, if somebody's doing an old airport story and they show, like, everybody in the airport is wearing, like, a suit and a tie, you know, like you had to dress up to go on the plane.
Yeah, it is funny. And, yeah, the car rides do mirror that. When people travel, they're dressed up to be in their car.
Yes, exactly. Now we've gone a little bit too far the other way, but who knows? There's a great ad here for an Oldsmobile engine, the Rocket engine, the 1949 Olds Rocket. And is this the famous engine that was in the car song Rocket 88, is this the same engine, the same portfolio of engines?
I would think so, yeah, because the 49 would be the first of the high-compression V8s, Oldsmobile and Cadillac launching their overhead valve engines at the same time. And, yeah, they really changed things. They were just so much more energy efficient. They just so much more power from the same space as the other engines on the market.
Here's another interesting ad, again, from Oldsmobile. This is an 88 convertible. Boy, imagine today, I mean, with the exception of that Mercedes-Benz S-Class Maybach large convertible, which I assume is going into production one of these days. You don't see big convertibles these days, Tom, but back then you did see a lot of full-size convertibles.
Yeah, they're just a regular part of every lineup.
Absolutely. We're going to have more with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide around the bend. If you've got a question about Consumer Guide and would like to ask Tom, we have an open line at 855-660-4261. Or if you have a question about car buying, give us a call. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
If you like green cars, definitely check out Tom's story about some great advertisements featuring green, and there's a lot of great ones on there. Wanted to touch on this review flashback that you did as well, and you asked a good question here. What is Ford's most second important model ever? There are only two possible answers. You wrote the 1948 F-Series pickup and the 86 Ford Taurus. And this is a review flashback of the Taurus, and doesn't seem that long ago, but it is. And this certainly was quite an aerodynamic vehicle for its time.
Yeah, it's hard now to fully appreciate just how important the 86 Ford Taurus was or how revolutionary it was, but it changed everything. Everything looked different after the Taurus. It also embraced for the first time the sort of European look and feel of driving a vehicle that American cars just completely didn't want to get involved in. You know, we had cars at the time like the Celebrity and the old Ford, the little LTD, the Fairmont-based LTD, and these cars were very traditional in America. You know, they were just a little bit smaller, but otherwise they were very American and cushy, and the Taurus just fully embraced the European concept, and people flocked to it. It sold like crazy.
Very true, and again, taking a page from the Europeans, were Americans in the 60s, 70s, and even early 80s were adding those vinyl roofs and Landau roofs half vinyl roofs, and you know there was a little bit of a backlash among younger buyers, you know, taking a page from somebody like Mercedes or BMW, saying, you know, everything on the vehicle needs to have a function, and this Taurus played into that. Yeah, you couldn't get a vinyl roof treatment, at least from the factory, on the Taurus, and that itself was a statement that the industry, the American car industry, was moving more towards a global scope.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about the Taurus too, and this indicates something that, you know, now is almost just understood, was the availability of alloy wheels. And I think that most buyers just opted for them from the factory because most Tauruses just look great. They had those that lace, sort of BBS alloy lace wheel thing going on. And I remember that almost all of them were delivered with those wheels. They look fantastic.
Yeah, no, they still do today. Very, very well done. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to drive the latest minivan in what is becoming a very competitive segment when you stop and think about the Chrysler Pacifica. And now this 2018 Honda Odyssey Elite. Has Honda upped the game a little bit here with this latest generation?
Yeah, they absolutely have. I think everyone knows that Chrysler released the Pacifica last year, and that was game-changing. It really heightened the state of the minivan art, and Honda just brought out its new Odyssey, and it's right there. The Odyssey updated with all new electronics, but more importantly, it's dynamically more interesting, I think, than the Chrysler. The Chrysler is the better riding vehicle, and it's a little bit quieter. But if you like driving, the Odyssey might be the car for you. It handles a little bit better. It feels a little bit tighter. The engine has just a little bit more snark to it. But other than that, it's a fantastic people mover. It's all sorts of spacious. It's just room for everything. It's got a new elite trim level, which is what we drove. It's hard to believe you can get a Honda Odyssey to $50,000, but the equipment justifies that price if you want all that stuff. But yeah, very impressive effort. And I think that we're probably seeing really the last game upgrades in this category. I think that the category is shrinking a little bit, and the people that are going to stay in it right now are staking their claim.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And as you say, this vehicle has a lot of content. And, of course, Honda was the first one to put a vacuum in a minivan. It's since then been copied by other makers. Is there a vacuum in this new one?
There is indeed a vacuum in there. And I almost wish I had spilled something, but I didn't get a chance to try it out.
That would have been your assignment. Just go out and spill something and vacuum it up. We need to get some shots of that. Let's see what else you guys have driven in recent times. Another really interesting vehicle that you've driven is from Hyundai, and that's the Tucson. This is a special variant called the Night variant, and an all-wheel drive configuration, and it's decked out with black wheels and Caribbean blue, however you prefer to pronounce it. It's got that bold new Hyundai front. How was this vehicle to drive?
It's a nice vehicle. This Night Edition slots in between their sort of base sport model and their top line limited model, and it's kind of a price special in there, about $30,000 as equipped. So really right at the heart of the small crossover market. Fun to drive, nice handling, nice interior. I think the ergonomics are solid, and most of the electronic stuff work well. I have one problem with the Tucson, and it's echoed by most of the editors on our staff. It's powered by Hyundai's 1.6-liter turbocharged engine, which is a nice engine, but that's mated to a 7-speed double-clutch transmission, and the two don't play together all that well. There's a lot of shifting that you don't necessarily need. Some of those shifts aren't as smooth as they could be. This is a strange application for a double-clutch transmission, and I'm not sure it's the best application.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely true. Another great story that you've done is looking back a little bit in automotive history. You put it up last week. 5 wagons you've completely forgotten, and there aren't that many wagons left, but these are some ones that have definitely been left behind, to say the least, including, I know there's one on my street here. There's the Dodge version of the Chrysler 300, the Magnum, what we used to call it, Motor Trend, the Dragon Wagon. But I forgot that there was a Chrysler variant of this available.
Yeah, the Chrysler variant. variant was never sold in the United States, unfortunately. It was available in Western Europe, where the Dodge brand isn't marketed. So to bring the wagon to Europe, they had to put the front fascia of the Chrysler on it. And apparently it was very rare. So if you, and people now are bringing them into the United States if they can, because it's just so darn cool looking. So if you ever see a Dodge Magnum with a Chrysler front, that's what it is. It's actually the 300-seat Touring from Europe.
Interesting. So there's a definite collectible item. You've also got in here the 78-79 Pontiac Sunbird Safari Sport Wagon. And this is that unusual case of having a two-door wagon, which wasn't that uncommon then.
No, it wasn't uncommon, and this wagon is just a little bit weird in that it was really based on the old-school Pontiac Astra, which was a clone of the Chevy Vega. And when that car was updated, they didn't update the wagon. They just sold it for a couple of years because they thought there'd be some people who still wanted it. But it didn't get the front fascia, it didn't get the new body panels or the new hood of the Sunbird. So it's this really weird outlier car that just lingered, and pretty much lingered on dealer lots, too. It didn't sell well.
Here's a car that was really cool and unfortunately didn't go as the brand went away, the 2011 Saab 9.5 Sport Combi. And even here today in 2017, looking at this vehicle, it looks still very much modern.
Yeah, that's a great-looking car, and the whole thing was just such a shame. There were really a couple of Saabs right on the cusp of production that all got cut off when the General Motors debacle and bankruptcy was handed down. One of them was this, the 9.5. The 9.5 Sport Combi, and the other one was the 9.4X, which was actually a Saab version of the Cadillac SRX.
Interesting. And, of course, they had that short-lived Saab version of a WRX. I have a radio friend of mine in Boston, and she likes unusual things. So my friend Emily has one of those.
Yeah, the Saab 9.2X is awesome. Yeah, the Subaru, or the Sabaru, as people like to call it. And there's a certain amount of collectability to it, because a lot of people who love the WRX would really rather have the Saab, just because it looks cool.
Yeah, it definitely does. Here's a vehicle that looks, I won't exactly say cool, it looks a little awkward, but nevertheless it's distinctive. The 91 to 92 Geostorm wagon back, and it looked like it was trying to do a lot of different things here in the design, and doesn't quite pull any of them off, but it's an interesting looking vehicle.
Yeah, it's cool in some way, but it does not exactly look cool. I agree with you completely. And it's not what you expect to see when you look at a Geostorm. These were really rare. Most people went with the traditional fastback look on that car. Also, this wasn't available in the sporty GSI trim, so people just weren't interested.
Well, as usual, just another great hour with you, Tom. It absolutely flies. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining us.
Oh, always a pleasure.
There he is. Everybody, check out Consumer Guide. Tom is the publisher on...
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.